There was no running water in the village or anything like that, you see. And poor old Alf used to have to pump the water up from the well into the roof.
Yes, yes.
And our drinking water, you'd be surprised, came all the way from Bainton by a horse and cart. And we had a great big galvanized tub. And, well, I suppose it was pumped up, wouldn't it be? And, you see, everybody else had to go, well, they had a stock on with the buckets. They had to go to the pump.
Up to the well,
to get their drinking water. Yes. And you see, I'd no idea. I mean, I ought to have been told. But it did me good to learn the hard way.
Far back as I can remember, we used to always go to pump for water, and it usually it must have been light weather that I remember. We used to go, and then next door neighbour, Mr. Ridsdale, and they all... Once pump was primed, everybody went with the buckets because it used to take a bit of priming, didn't it?
When my granddad had coals here,
aye.
And I used to go twice on the morning down there and fetch four buckets of water for them to wash separate and butter chum, and I had one of them York.
Yeah. I was going to say, somebody used
to have
a York.
A York. Do you bucket someone right. Like Binny Nolan?
Aye.
Dutch
right.
York.
And
it fitted your shoulder. It was shaped... Well, you've seen them on pictures, not in Holland, and well, such what? As that, York and two bits of chain, and right. You could regulate them, you know, depending if you're a tall person. You did was, you had the weight across your shoulders, and you just stopped your buckets from swinging, just held them with your hands.
They're in the pump there now, it's gone. That's the, where the well was. We used to run round and play on it, but I can't never remember seeing a pony round it.
No. Do you remember the pole being on, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
And that's right, the pole was there.
Yeah, and there was a thing in the middle.
The pole, and it turned a big cogwheel, didn't it?
Like an harness, and she used to go round and round, but I never saw it working.
No.
But it would have done it sometime. And you say, tap was high enough so you could put a water cart underneath it. I never saw anybody getting water from it like that.
And it used to come out faster now because there was a thing there in the middle where they used to put a pole through, and us as used to, well, no, when farmers used to come, and it used to pump like that, didn't it?
It walked round and round.
Did you ever see it?
I never seen it, did you?
I never did, but it was there. We used to go.
Yeah. Can you remember?
Yes, I remember.
It had a heck of a big wheel, hadn't it? Had a big wheel,
a big wooden structure
with a handle on like that. And it was a wooden structure.
It had a big wooden structure of a well itself.
And it was a pump, wasn't it?
Yeah. It had buckets on, you see. You couldn't see it, but I'm just saying it had buckets.
And there was a little cubby all cut in and a little hand wheel, and you could turn it, and that made either the water come out of the top
Or the bottom.
Or it come out of the bottom.
Where you could hang your bucket on. That's at Elsie's, outside Elsie's, it had a chain on, a rope and chain, and you hung your bucket on, and then let it down, and then you hoisted your bucket up full of water. It hadn't any buckets on, had it?
No, it hadn't.
Just like you put your bucket on and let it go down, and then it filled up, and you hoisted it back up again on winch. Mm.
Then the one on West End, then, there used to be one like that on West End, with a big wooden roller across, and a handle attached to it, and a chain wrapped around it. It had buckets on, I think they were wooden, Tom.
Mm.
They were, and, you know, one went down, and one came up full of water, and it, as it got to the top, there was a metal thing, and it used to catch the bucket side.
And tip them up.
It tilted the water, and it ran out into the bucket that you had outside.
Mm.
And then you lowered it down, and another one came up.
It hadn't been gone all that long, and that green one, they used to call it Green Man, didn't they?
It did. And then one bad winter, it got frozen up, because it was an endless belt, wasn't it, with little cups on.
I don't know what it was like.
An endless belt, you know, with little cups on. Like I see him in the corner, and you see, that brought it up. And somebody went, and it was frozen up. And they used force, and they forced it up much until they broke the belt, and it went down into the bottom. So that was quite a
that
problem.
That was the end of that one, was it?
Well, they had to get it up again, like it had been that, and they got it up again.
Oh, I can't remember.
There was one at Foxton's, where Mrs. Cayley lives, near the back door there. There was another one at Foxton's, at Mill Farm, in the front street, in the back kitchen place. Mother used to go there to wash, and I used to pump the water for her. One in Ken Baxter's yard. One in Ransom's Row, just behind the tailor's. One at Car Lodge, just through the gate. One at Connor's, near the fold yard. One down at Cayley's, in the stackyard there. One at Elsie's Corner. Old cast iron, old pumps, yes. They were all hand pumps, yep. Oh, there was one at the old vicarage where Clive Soans lived. We used to go on a Sunday night, and they must have had a tank up at the top, and we used to fill that. We got sixpence.
When I first started school, that was when they were putting water up footpaths.
Yes, yeah.
There wasn't any water when I first remember.
No.
There were just iron pipes stood up top on the top. A wooden frame round in winter. Well, a wooden frame round, yeah, stuffed with straw. Yeah, just an ordinary tap, end of a standpipe, yeah. You know, just an ordinary sized tap, not a big one, just an ordinary sized tap.
So, of course, when we got water laid on, when it finally laid on into houses and you got your water closets, well, you thought you'd got the moon, you know, then.
New bathroom. A toilet. And to go to the cars, you up the garden. That was a relief. By hell, it was cold when it used to blow in the during winter. But only thing about it, you could sit there, you could read paper, you used to tear the paper up, put it behind the door. When we got water closet, you couldn't use that.
In some cases, they were built next to an ash pit, but the majority had their buckets and so on. And then I know, I had to do it, everybody had to do it. I used to go out maybe 10 o'clock at night, or even if it was summertime, even later than that, so that people weren't watching, and then dig a hole in the garden and just bury it.
Ransom's, they had a three-hole toilet. There was a big one, medium-sized one, and a little one. Mrs. Betts would be going to the toilet, I used to say, shall they come and sit on the other seat and all year round? No, I don't think you need bother, lad.
The front would take off and you could just add your bucket out and take it and dig a hole in the garden and just dump it. Like, I never saw anybody do it and nobody saw me do it, as far as I know. But it was to do. And there we are. Yes.
I remember the old oil lamps and this, like, you know, and things like that, yes. Going to bed with the candle, yes. Could read a bit, but Mother used to shout, put that candle out, you won't ever light tomorrow night.
It was into the late 30s before we got electricity into the village. And you see, before that, our houses were... They were lit with candles and paraffin lamps. And people heated their homes with nothing but coal.
And the wireless, it was all batteries. You had an accumulator, which was a big one, which was very expensive in those days. Shall we say about £1? I don't know, really. Then you had a wet battery. Lee's from Pocklington used to come round with a van. You used to have two batteries. You used to bring one, take the other way to get charged up, and bring it the next day. Remember, it was sixpence. I don't know why, but it was sixpence. Get it charged. Only allowed to use the wireless 6 o'clock news on the night. That's battery weight last week, old lad. 40s, 43, we got electric in.